beginning at verse 45. When you find it, say amen. John 11, 45. Now read through 53. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that if one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. May the Lord have a blessing for the reading of his word. Father, again, as we bow, asking, Lord, I yield, Father, to bring forth the word here this morning that's needed. Lord, that you can touch each one of us if we but just allow it. We ask you, Father, to help us, O Lord, to open to thee that we might receive. And Lord, that we might use it to your glory. For we know, Father, that the words that you have sent are not in vain. They will accomplish that which you would have. But we ask, O Lord, that you let us allow us, O Father, just to be obedient to you. And Lord, all praise goes to thee and all glory. In Jesus' name. The scriptures here tells more than the words really say. And as they were plotting here to take Jesus because of the miracles that he had done, he was becoming so popular that it scared the officials. The ones that were in charge, the chief priests, Pharisees, they were worried about their position and about their nation. The Romans controlled them politically, but they were allowed to rule themselves spiritually. And as the chief priests were, of course, in charge of everything, up comes Jesus with all brand new. He caused such a commotion in that area that it scared them to death. It did, in fact, because they thought that if this Jesus is allowed to continue the way he is, and he says there that all men would follow him. He didn't realize what he had said. All men would follow him. That all the children of God would be gathered together if he was allowed to continue. God's plan was not that he be delivered from death, but as they sought how to kill him, to to take him, to destroy him, to get him out of the way, to stop him. So they started with all things falsely. He was not guilty of anything other than good. The deeds that he done was all good deeds. As he was going about the works that the Father had sent him to do, he was very obedient. And my prayers are for this church that each and every one of us, as we hear what God would have us to do, that we do it. That we don't sit on our haunches and say, let someone else do it. So they started the procedure of accusing Christ. And you know, the thought came to me, that's not a whole lot different than it is today. We think that we're here, and out on Chubb Run, there's about 18 acres out there, that we think we own. No. We don't own it. I don't care where you live, you don't own it. You may think you own it, but you don't. You may pay taxes on it, and you may live there, but you don't own it. Because if some political person would come along and decide that they wanted to put a road through your house, if somebody comes along and thinks that they'd like to have your property, you don't stand a chance. First of all, thing they'll do, they'll condemn your property. Condemn? Although it might be very top class, it may be the very best, but yet it will be condemned. Yes. Some of you here, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, had properties up in Lewis County where the government decided they was going to put in a flood dam. All the opposition from all the landowners in that country that the waters would flood didn't stand a chance. Condemn the property, take the property, and use it as they would see fit. Yes. Every time that the officials makes a decision to put in a new road or a new swimming pool or whatever it might be that they get their wild ideas they'd like to do, and it doesn't make any difference where it's going, they get it. Exactly the same as was done right there in those scriptures. These people decided that this man was causing too much trouble, that he was doing. None could deny the fact that everything he done was good. He blessed, he healed, he done all the miracles that was good. Yeah. But it wasn't what they wanted. So what do? They proceed to falsely accuse him. Everything that they could think about, they was to. So they tried to get witnesses, false accusers, couldn't find any. Because all the people knew that everything that he done was good. How can you accuse somebody falsely that you know is doing good? How can you do this? Well, you have to be a liar to do it. You have to be, there has to be something motivate you, and it's called Satan. Yes.
So they did find two accused. They falsely accused him. Is that possible today? Is that possible today? Reading some of the stories that's coming out of the Middle East, one of them hit me pretty hard. It said in there that one of the leaders, I don't know whether, I can't even pronounce his name, Gaddafi or whoever he is. I don't know whether it was him or whether it was one of the other, but it was one of the leaders who the people wanted out. Because he'd been in there forever, and he treated the people as mean and nasty as he possibly could, even to the point of killing them. He said, if you rebel, if you protest, if you march, he said, you will be falsely accused and falsely arrested. You will be falsely tried. You will be falsely convicted, and you will be falsely executed. Wow. Now this is what these leaders feel. Rather than say, yes, I'm wrong, they'll do everything in their power to try to destroy opposition. And you can see the results of it. He went so far as to even turn his military with his armies against the protesters and killed thousands, I think. He even, and when that the world around seen it was so nasty and everybody protested against it. Well, you've read it. That it was so obvious of what he was trying to do, then he sneaks in a sly way. He gets his own little private people to go out and mingle with them with the weapons to stop it. Uh-oh. Liars, cheaters. Those who was carrying out the orders of the chief, walking up side by side with probably brothers, families, relatives, knowing, and destroying to stop them. You see, the same story. When they tried to destroy Christ, to stop him, they tried everything they could. They were always good, but they found two that was false witnesses. And the only thing that they could come up with that he said he would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. That was enough. That's what they were looking for. That was enough. He said it. He truly did. So they used this as the evidence that they had against him. When they brought Christ from the garden, they took him into custody. They brought him in at night. They took him into the house, I think, of Annas. Is that right? Pretty close. If not, check me out. And always check me out on my scriptures. If I lie to you, catch me. Yes. Make me prove what I'm telling you. Well, he took him into the house, which was completely illegal. No trial was to be held in the house. No, it was to be held for the high court. They took him in there to the house, and they found him there, and he moved him on to here and there. But every time they moved him, and every time they had a trial on him, everything they did was illegal. But as he said, it's expedient. Yeah, it's good for us if we get rid of him. If one man die, You see, they were trying to keep the control. They were trying to keep everything in their control. So they went ahead. Today, if you cross the path of some official, whether he be the local cop or whether he be one of these crooked judges we have, one of these people that are making the laws, that are doing the sentencing, that are slapping people on the wrist for murder, that are turning criminals out when they should be facing the punishment that they deserve. When we see these things going on, but don't you cross them. If you do, you just might find that they're watching for you. They're watching for you, and they're going to catch you up in something. And they're going to put you off the street. They're really going to lay it on you. They may give you a sentence of 10 or 15 years for something that doesn't amount to a hill of beans while turning their buddy loose that committed murder. Exactly the same thing that happened to Jesus Christ. Huh? Did he? Yes. He was hung on the cross between thieves and murderers. Innocent, completely. Because of false accusations. Because of those who would stand up and lie about what Christ had done. Yes. Well, what in the world has that got to do with us? Good question, isn't it? Folks, it may not be very far off. It could be closer than you think that you might have to stand accountable. That you may have to stand, and when I ask for someone to stand up and testify for Christ, we glue to the seat. Yes. One day, you may have to testify for Jesus Christ. You may have a choice to witness for Him. You may say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, or they may come to take your life. You think it's impossible? Look around. Look around. I just mentioned to you cases that's happening over there. Oh, it can't happen in our country. Oh, no. No, it can't happen in the United States. We're too strong for it. What's happening up in, what is it, Wisconsin? What's happening up there? When the people stand up and march against the ones that's in authority. What an uprising. You know, the thing that happened there in Egypt, when they ousted the leader, they took a lot of courage, and they were right. They were right. But folks, let me tell you, the thing that's coming at us is not going to be all right. There are going to be those groups of people that represents the devil himself, are going to stand up and protest and march and get their way because of their numbers. It's coming. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you what's predicted. Yes. And we're going to have to make a stand. Are we really strong enough in our faith in Jesus Christ to stand at opposition when the gun barrels are looking at us? Are we strong enough to stand up and say, yes, Lord, I'll stand with you. Yes, I will. Are we strong enough, or were we like some, like that one fellow said, I never knew him. Oh, yes, you did. I saw you with him. I know you're one. I never knew him. Yes, you were, because I seen you with him. You even talked like him. You see, that's scripture. He said, I seen you there. I know you're there. And he cursed and he said, no, I did not know him. And the cock crowed.
The cock crowed. Well, he's coming.
History is going to repeat itself. We're going to have to make a decision. We should make that decision here and now, this very day, that regardless of come what may, I don't care what kind of opposition comes at us, I don't care what kind of forces comes at us, we will stand for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. We will stand. It's going to take courage. It's going to take more than we've got. There's not one of us in here that could stand at that opposition, looking death in the face. We can't on our own. But praise be to God. Through the power of that Holy Spirit, come Jesus. Come Jesus. Because when we stand for Jesus Christ, even though they take our life, we're just that much closer home. It's coming. It's scary. It is scary. When you look at the way things are happening, and it's advancing so fast. Things are happening. The Bible is being fulfilled so quickly. And you know, it makes me think that right in my time, I'm 75 years old. And you know, I don't have but just another couple of years to live.
It's up to him, really, isn't it?
Well, but you know, I believe that it could be in my lifetime that trump's going to sound, that God's going to say, hey, enough's enough's enough. Go get my church. And he's going to lift his church out of all of this chaos. You're not going to have to face all those things that we've talked about. If we have given our hearts to Jesus. And when he says, come on up here, church. Wow. Gone. The movies and all they got portrayed in a different way, that they left behind and all this, you know. It's going to be such chaos that you can't even believe it. Just, you can see the start of it right now. It's here now. Look, keep your eyes upon the eastern skies. Lift up your head. Redemption. Have come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer his coming is today. Do you know that song? Do you know? Sing it with me. Signs of the time are everywhere, and there's a brand new feeling in the we ask, O Lord, that each and every one of us, O God, as we have opened our hearts to you this very day, Lord, that you have filled us, made us completely whole. And Lord, if your coming would be this very day, that we can truly say, I'm ready to go. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I would ask you this question. If Jesus Christ were to break that eastern sky and call his church at this very hour, would you be ready to go? Would you be ready to go? Just lift your hand if you're ready to go. Thank you. If you could not lift your hand and say that I am ready, Father, I am ready when he says come. If you could not raise your hand, then I ask you to give your heart to Jesus. Just to step forward and bow and ask God to come into your heart, that when that day comes, we can say, Lord, come quickly.